So good afternoon all. My name is Luigi Matilda, and today I will be sharing with you about the hope and peace that I came to find in Christ, and how God helped me to leave behind the life I knew to follow Jesus.
Amen.
It was on December 14th, about 8 years ago, that I came to a personal knowledge of Christ as my Savior. This was by far the biggest day of my life, for on that day I came to know and experience the power of God unto salvation. For as Paul has put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Before going into how that took place in my life, let me first start with my background. So I was born and raised on the island of Curaçao, which is an island in the Caribbean, just above the northern coast of Venezuela. For the larger part of my life, I used to be a religious person, trying to live by a certain moral law that has been defined by the environment that I grew up in. On the one hand, I remember feeling good about myself when I was able to keep the rules that were valued by this religion, like segregating time to go on church on Sundays, as it was one way for me to check off that I completed going to church for that week. On the other hand, I also remember feeling the fear I felt at times when I was not able to live by the moral law that was stipulated by this religion. For I had this view that God was quick to hammer those who do wrong. Thus, I grew up thinking the only way not to make God angry was to follow a tradition and keep a set of rules. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that that rules or traditions are wrong. So, for God is a good God and of good traditions. But if these things are done out of a selfish motive, then that becomes wrong. So for quite a while, I was caught in a system of keeping rules, which allowed me to feel good about myself, but at the same time, I was gripped by fear. This system, among other factors, also kept me from looking beyond the religious box that I placed God in. As the years passed by, doing religion became more of a duty and a kind of a pacifier for my conscience. Apart from my religious background, from a young age, I grew up with the goal that I needed to do my best at school so that later I could have a profitable position. You see, I bought into the dream to make a mark on the world and to make a name for myself. So I spent about 9 years at different graduate schools to get degrees, so that in order for me to start a professional career in the business world. In that season of my life, I developed further into an independent person and into one who did not acknowledge God in my life. Even though I got to know success and other good things in both my personal and professional life, I however remember still feeling an emptiness inside. I tried to fill this emptiness on my own, looking for love and fulfillment in different places, like the pleasures of life, a career, but feeling an emptiness inside that I just couldn't, that just didn't go away. One evening, I was alone sitting in the garden at my house back in Curaçao. While thinking about life, suddenly I heard a voice out of nowhere saying, "Give your life to God." It was the strangest thing ever that I've heard, because I never heard a voice like that before, even though I grew up as a religious person. Not long after that event, I was approached by a Christian in my family, and he started to talk with me about Jesus and my need to repent. I still remember how I had an internal battle against the idea that I needed Jesus, because I saw myself as a good person, at least in comparison to those who, for example, committed murder. But God, in his mercy, stepped in and conquered me in my rebellion on December 14th of 2011. On that day, this family member had me come over for a Bible study and shared the gospel with me. And at some point later, I was able to see my sin in the presence of Jesus, and that he was the one who took my place on the cross.
Amen.
You see, for the first time on that day, I came to see God in a completely different light. Not one who is quick to hammer those who do wrong, but rather offering forgiveness of sins. Then I came to realize my need for Jesus, who paid the debt that I could never pay. And we made a call on the Lord in prayer. Upon confessing my need for Jesus, I came to experience a new kind of peace inside and in his presence that brought hope and a joy to my heart that I just never knew before. After placing my faith in Jesus for salvation, I began to see how performance-driven I was to earn God's favor in my life, and that it was doing church instead of being church. It was by the grace of God that I came to realize my need to look beyond the religious box that I have placed God for so long in, and to look unto Jesus as he has been revealed in God's word, to start a new walk with him. I am also grateful to God for placing men and women in my life who have helped me to learn how to walk as a Christian, which I'm still learning. I'm also thankful to God for the day that he led me to know my wife, Natasha, a few years later. And the funny thing about this is that God used the same family member who led me to Christ to introduce me as well to Natasha. This took place at our local church back in Tudorsak. Not long after my wife and I got married in 2014, my interest started to grow to know more about God's plan for our life. And I began to pray about this, asking God to guide us to what he wants us to do. This is because I believe that what God has prepared in his will is far better than what we could ever imagine. Or as Paul has put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "Things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him." In the year 2015, our local church in Curaçao planned a short-term mission to the Dominican Republic. So my wife and I decided to join this mission trip as an opportunity to learn and explore about the work God is doing in other places. At that time, I was also looking to find where God wanted me to serve in his church. And so I went with an open mind to see how I can be involved. On this mission trip, God gave me the opportunity to serve in a drama piece, in evangelism, and also preaching. I was also asked by one of the deacons on this trip to look after a part of the group when we were going out in our free time. From that time, God has started to place on my heart to watch over his sheep and proclaim his word. The experience with God on that mission trip ignited a passion inside me to proclaim his word and gave me an even stronger desire to know more about his plan for our life. After returning from the mission trip back to Curaçao, we continued in prayer for God to guide us into his will for our life. In June 2016, I was invited by a pastor on Curaçao, who also serves with the Latin American region, to join him on a teaching trip he was going to Peru. He was going to teach there about church leadership to the northern part of Peru. It was during a class on this trip that God used the verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 that says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth, to speak to me about the direction for my life, which is for me to pursue a biblical training. In this way, the Lord has shown me, for me to be able to accurately handle His Word, I need to dedicate myself to the study of His Word and seek ministry training at a seminary. The Lord also helped me to see that I have not been called only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for His name. One thing that was still dear to my heart after coming to know the Lord was my professional career, because it allowed us to have a comfortable lifestyle. Again, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a job or a career is something wrong, or that we cannot enjoy the good things in life. But if those things become the things that we live for, then that is not right. Things were going well for us and could become even better when I was offered the position to become an executive director in the practice that I was in. But God has called me to lead a comfortable lifestyle so that I could learn to trust God more and find my satisfaction in Christ alone. The Lord has also led me to sell our belongings in following the call on my life. When I spoke to my wife about this calling, God was already working in her heart as well, and she was willing to go and support me on this new journey. After asking God about the training program I need to complete, I was later led in my spirit to think about Dallas Theological Seminary, which name stuck with me since I heard Dr. Tony Evans share about how he went to seminary training one day on the radio. My wife and I also sought advice from our local pastor and other men who followed God on His calling. We were encouraged to continue together in praying, asking for God's guidance, and we were advised to visit some Bible schools before we did go on the Bible school. In April of 2017, we traveled to the U.S. to visit the preview day at Dallas Seminary that organized and one other Bible school in Edinburgh in South Texas. We were able to get a good preview at both schools as we got the chance to experience some live classes, speak with a couple of the faculty members, and got a tour on both campus sites. We were excited about pursuing a degree at Dallas Seminary. This was for us the affirmation about which seminary God was leading me to go. On that same trip, we made this Bible training location. God has continued to lay on my heart and watch over His sheep, in this way affirming the call for me to pursue a theological training at a seminary. It's for the purpose of being involved in the pastoral ministry later. Finding purpose for life in Christ also brought much hope and joy to my heart. After this became clear, I began asking myself, how are we going to finance this seminary training? And when do we need to go? I started to work the numbers and the amount of time we would need for us to create a study fund. And on the basis of my calculations, we were able to create a study fund in within 5 years. At this point, I began somewhat to think that the plan of me going to seminary was for a much later time in the future. But God, once more, in His mercy, stepped in and intervened when He guided my wife to stop with her career. This caused our financial capacity to change dramatically, and I did not consider this scenario at all in my initial calculations. As such, God led me to see that I had fallen into my old ways of leaning on my own understanding and to do things in my own strength. Also, this made me see that I no longer was trusting God for providing for our needs, the following, which was a moment of confession for me. I came to discover that the Lord is teaching me about wisdom from the passage in Proverbs 3, verses 5-6, that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will direct your path." A few months later, my sister-in-law also shared her testimony about her calling to follow the Lord. And when I heard how she is trusting God for provision, that further encouraged myself also in the faith. And the message that day that our local pastor preached was about obeying God's calling. This also served as an encouragement for me to take the next step of faith and obedience. In October of 2017, I completed my application to enroll for the THM program at Dallas Seminary. This application process did not go without some bumps in the road. At some point, it even seemed that the process would get stuck on some official transcript that needed to come over from the schools I graduated from in the Netherlands. But as we prayed and asked God to open the door, He heard our prayers, and some months later, I got the news of my acceptance as a candidate at DTS. This answer to our prayers also affirmed God's timing for me to start with the program in August of 2018. Once this became clear, my wife and I started the process to move to Dallas by selling our belongings, and we did some fundraising as well. My wife and I moved from Curacao to Dallas in August of 2018, and God is providing for us to be able to live in an apartment on the campus of the seminary. I am also grateful to God for He is good to us during this time in Dallas, providing for our needs, helping me at seminary, and also for the opportunity I have to help Pastor Larry with pastoral visits in the upcoming weeks, in the course of the upcoming weeks. As I think back on my journey so far, it would have never crossed my mind on my own to pursue biblical training at this point in my life. But God stepped in and made me a witness to His saving grace and power through the gospel of Jesus. So let us continue to look unto Jesus, for He is our living hope, and He is coming back to make all things new. Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Because I got kind of distracted.
Sure.
I missed where y'all come from?
We come from Curacao.
What?
Curacao. That's an island in the Caribbean.
It's an island in the Caribbean.
Okay. I don't get to travel, so I don't know.
Yes, it's Curacao. Any other questions?
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one more brother who is five years younger than me.
He is still in the
grieving? He is still in the grieving, yes, ma'am.
Is your parents still there?
Yes, ma'am. They are also both still in the grieving.
You still contact them, right?
Sure, sure. I still have contact with them, yes.
Yeah, it's a modern day of,
communication?
Yeah, no, how Steph calls you guys.
Oh, Snapchat.
Snapchat or something.
Right, or WhatsApp.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Yes. I do use those modern type of communication with them as well. Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.